SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Farmer and Lisi, hour number two here on SiriusXM 159. Little beach blanket bingo there for you, Joe, to start hour number two. We got a lot going on. Sweating out.
No Florida sweating
State
out.
Game.
We're dead. We're done. Stick a fork in it.
UNC.
Down 13. This team sucks.
Smash play.
Team sucks.
Houston and Texas Tech, a top 10 game, is going to start any moment. Later on, we love Kansas laying the number in Boulder. We've got some NBA happening as well. We're looking for Winnipeg to get it. Can Winnipeg show a pulse here at home against San Jose? Still 1-0 with 7.5 left in the second period. Winnipeg sleepwalking as -500 favorites tonight against San Jose. Not ideal. It's not what you want, Joe. We got the TGL starting now. Me and Joe are both on the Atlanta Drive this evening.
All right.
Against Boston.
Bad with the crypto tonight. Bad with the crypto. Should have known. Gutless team. Should have just taken North Carolina.
Bad with the crypto.
I fell into the trap tonight. Home dog. They're just bad. Fell into the team. Hamilton just team was trending. I should have went with the team that's hot. Just never get close. Just can never get close. This team is all over.
Close.
Nah, just out of control. They're like a flying will land here.
I forgot. Your other guy is on our team tonight, too. It's Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, and Billy Ho. Our Atlanta. Billy Ho.
Okay.
Against Keegan Bradley, Matsuyama, and Rory.
This Dort has no threes. You said he only took one.
Dort's a loser. Forget that one.
He's got no shot.
Dort's forget
dead.
Dort.
Yeah, we're down
16. I'm turning off this North Carolina game. This is brutal.
You killed us. So as soon as you put it on again, we went down. This is it. Unbelievable. Another three ball.
This is it.
Dead to rights. That's a bad night. Here we go. Bad start. Now we're just trading. All right, we got a three. Maybe we got a shot. All right, down 13. Can we get it under 10 with like 3 minutes left and we have a shot? It just can never get close, expending so much energy. Yeah, it just...
Let me start the second hour by also asking you this, Joe. What do you make of, like, why even have this this dopey combine anymore? This NFL combine in Indianapolis. Like, it's starting to become like college bowl games. Like, if you're a good player now, I guess you just don't do anything at the combine. Just sit it out.
Yeah. Yep.
Sanders, Abdul Carter, all the other. We're not gonna work out. So just don't have it, Joe. Just don't have the combine. So you can see what the tackle from Northwestern does? Go watch the film. Why are we having these things?
Is that bothering you?
All the NFL people can get together for a few days in Indianapolis and eat the shrimp cocktail at Elmo's. Like, what's the purpose of this week if all the best guys don't want to do it?
I mean, it is a great point. I mean, you bring up great points. I don't know. All I could tell you is that for some players it does matter, for others it doesn't. You know, like, you know, the top players, it doesn't. Look at Marvin Harrison Jr. He didn't do anything last year, and he still got taken. Can we get a bound here? I'm still hanging on. I'm hanging on to a thread. There it is.
Joe,
three
that game's over.
Oh,
we got it.
We're down 10. Stop. We're down 10.
Game's over,
Joe. There he is. You know, really, there's just certain times you just push the envelope. We can get this to 8 and make it a free throw game. They're terrible with throws. Like, where's the defense? Come on, man. Step it up. Ah! You didn't get fouled there? Nobody's in this. Everybody went home. Amazing. Make it a second half run. Unbelievable. What, did you take off? You got the, somebody stole your voice box?
No, I'm just letting you, you're yelling at the game. So I figured I'll let you go.
That's a good job by you. That's a good play-by-play. Like, you know, just play-by-play by Lisi. Just, you know, venting.
Well, I mean, you're very upset you're, about a game
you're like
that's Jim that
Nance.
Game.
You're like, that I game. Put it out as a crypto. I put it out as a crypto.
Yeah,
you want to see it
it's
lose. You got cryptos
over.
Today? You
it's
got cryptos?
Over.
You like when I lose.
Over. I'm in you with like you on Kansas. I like Kansas tonight.
Yeah.
I love Kansas. Kansas, I'm all on board. I thought you were biting off a little bit more than you could chew with Florida State.
Here we go. Here he is.
Biting off a little bit more than you could chew with Florida State.
Here he is.
All right?
Biting it's off just... a little more. All right. Okay. All right, Wheel. All right. There you
I'm
go.
I'm not Wheel at all. Believe me, I'm the last person to the Wheel. So. It's all good, Joe. It's all good. Who are you liking to golf this week?
Nah, it's a great question.
You know where they head to now. We start the Florida swing. Your neck of the woods, PGA National.
Where's that?
Come on, Joe.
Ridgewood? Is that in Ridgewood?
Are you kidding me?
Where is it? I don't know.
I mean, Palm Beach Gardens, Joe. Come on.
Oh, that's right.
PGA National by Waldo's house down there. I mean, Come on. Come on.
Carver. Do I have a
All
shot
these
with
guys
this game?
Down there.
Yeah. I'm down 10.
Toasty made the field because of how well he played. Toasty's in it.
How well he played.
You know what this tournament is? Actually, I'll give you. You know what this tournament was last year at this event?
What?
Was when Skins was in the final pairing on Sunday. Skins had a chance to win this event. We got to play him this week. He's got good course history here. Skins. Right. One of your guys. You put that guy on the map.
Yeah.
David Skins.
Yeah. Yep.
This is where it all started for him. Right here at PGA National.
Yeah. Tennessee Volunteer.
Legend of Skins.
What? What?
All right, Joe. Houston and Texas Tech are about to start as well. The kid McMillan's out for Texas Tech, so that's why that line got so much movement on it.
I might jump in on Texas Tech.
Are you? Okay, good. I'm on Houston. I'm on Houston.
Oh, so you're going against me?
Oh, I was on Houston before. I kept it under the hat. Kept it under the hat. You keep it all. You keep plenty of stuff under the hat around here. I'm in. I put Houston with the under and Kansas, -6.5.
Yeah, you and this Kansas. I like Kansas.
We need Winnipeg to come back. Man, what are they doing up there? Are they asleep? Matthias watching the hockey? Matthias, are you in on the hockey? What the hell's going on? Harvard and Lisa Sports with Radio Series XM159. Back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lisa Sports Grid Radio.
They're going to tease me. Come on.
They're not going to tease you, Joe.
Harvard, they're not going to tease you. No, come on, man. It's 90 to 80. I got a shot. I'm catching 3.5.
Joe.
Oh man, I hate you sometimes.
There's 2 minutes left in the game.
So what?
How are you making up 7 points in the last 2 minutes?
Foul game. Whoa, you don't watch college basketball? I mean, come on. Just like all that. Right. Where's the foul on the guy? The guy's getting mugged.
Out of the gate, Joe. They're scoring a ton here. 9-6 Houston. I mean, 4 minutes into the game. I mean, they're just scoring points after points. This is just it's going
to
be bad.
You know, you're starting to aggravate me right now. I mean,
this total's already going to get pumped up real fast. They're already making shots. Where's this Houston D I hear so much about? This elite Houston defense. Where are they? They get a little rattled because they're in Lubbock tonight? Is that the reason?
I don't know. We're down 12. I had a little bit of life, a little breath, and you stepped on my throat. That was it. Oh, we hit a three ball.
Let's focus on the golf.
Calm down. I have a shot to get this.
Focus on the golf.
We're down 9 points. Forget the golf with this Atlanta.
We got the golf on right now. We got the golf.
Oh, man. We're down 9. You know, every guy, like SGA is already at 20. There's Dort. God knows if he even knows they're playing right now. This Dort sucks. And like all these teams that I'm on tonight just suck. No juice.
What has Edwards got?
11. 11. Just no juice. It's just complete garbage. Just complete garbage. It really is. Just no juice.
Ooh. Hit the stick and bounced out. That was a good thing for us, Joe. That was a good thing for us. We need your boy. This is your boy, Billy. JT's got a hit this year. 4-footer to tie the hole on the first hole at the TGL.
All right. Now, what do you want me to say?
Great. I'm saying, let's go. Root it in. How about root it in? He pours it in, Joe. All right. Half the hole. Let's go.
All right. Okay.
Let's go here. Okay. Let's get focused. All right. Where's Winnipeg? Pistons up 5, 89-84. Nuggets Pacers, Joe, man. 119-111. 230 points with 230. In fact, that might go. What was the total? Hey, wasn't that game in the 240s?
Yeah. No, shout out. I just saw this. A shame, Al Troutwig, no longer with us.
Yes. Al, of course.
Voice of the Guardian.
MSG Network, Ranger Games, Nick Games. I mean, you remember, Joe, before the Yes Network in the New York City area, the Yankees were on MSG in the 90s.
Yeah.
And Al was the Yankee pre and post on MSG.
Young guy, too. 68. You know.
68. Very sad, Al Troutwig. Yeah. Well, yeah. Bumped into him a few times at the Garden.
Yeah, just, growing up, listening to games, Troutwig was, had a good voice.
Oh, absolutely. New York. He's
They're missing free throws. Rooted in. Don't be that guy.
You want me to
guy.
Turn it back on? You want me to turn the game back on?
I really don't know. This Lyndon Hamilton, let me tell you, somebody could have stole his car and he wouldn't care. Like... I'm just like this guy. They missed both. Come on. We're down 9. Give me a 3-ball. What are we doing? Shoot it.
Horschel. I mean, Joe, I mean, you back this guy Horschel all the time. He puts one in the rough over here. Come on.
This guy. Look at that Lyndon Hamilton. I'm telling you. No emotion, man. No emotion.
That's why he's getting out, Joe. He's had enough. You don't want to do it anymore.
Changing of the guard. Nobody cares about the coach. Nobody cares about. Just here
Joe,
we go.
Joe, these kids get paid now. The coach doesn't matter. Kids get paid. That's it. They run the program now, not the coach. The kids run the program. They get paid. That's it. That's life. Same thing in the football. Same thing.
You're really like the bearer of just like damp news. They should call you Mr. Dampy. It just
What's
like
your
you
problem?
Don't have one nice.
That's life.
You don't have
I
one.
Don't
you don't have one good thing to say. Nothing is positive with you.
What are you talking about? I'm charged up about the golf here.
Charged up. The two things you should never be: coach and motivational speaker. I'm telling you.
What do you mean? The season's around the corner. The kids are ready to go. The softball team. We got that ready.
Do you pump them up, or do you just kill their hopes and dreams before the season
pump
even starts?
Up. 7 and 8 year olds, Joe. Pump them up. Yeah, pump them up beforehand.
You gotta be kidding. Oh, Dort with a three. Dort
oh,
with a three.
Oh, you see? Positive thoughts, Joe. Positive thoughts. Look at Dort. Dort getting
could
involved.
Could he give me one more? Come on, Dort.
Before the half?
What do you mean? They're in the third quarter. 18-point game.
Wow, they started
Wake
the third
up.
Already. Jeez.
Ants only got 12.
Jeremy Grant with 2 threes, Joe, out of the gate. 2 threes for Jeremy Grant in the first quarter. Come on. Kid's hot, Joe.
How come you didn't give me that?
Said it about half an hour ago right here. That Jeremy Grant for Portland tonight. Four threes.
Go.
I put it with the golf.
They're missing free throws left and right. I told you.
All right, well, what's the score?
93-83. Can we bury a couple of threes here?
And they keep missing free throws, but yet you're still down 10 points. Arbor and Lee's Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 149. Back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Leesy, Sports Grid Radio, yeah. SiriusXM 159. Great to have you on the grid. All right. Atlanta goes up 1-0 at the TGL. They take the second hole here. Big putt from Billy Ho to get them up. So 1-0, they go to the third hole. Is it over in Tallahassee, Joe?
Yeah, stick a fork in them. They're done.
Okay, finish.
This Lyndon Hamilton, there. Get him out of here. This guy's gutless. Like really.
Good one in Lincoln. 35-35 with just under – they're at the under 12 timeout in the second half. So Michigan and Nebraska – getting involved. Houston up 16-14 on Texas Tech with just under 13 minutes left. Too many points, Joe. They're out to way too hot of a start there in that game.
That'll
way too
down.
Hot of a start.
That'll
you better hope
down.
So. I hope so. That was your call. Go with the under. 1-0, Sharks lead the Jets at the end of two. So the Jets now, they're down a goal, Joe, and they're still minus 102. I mean, they've been lifeless the entire night. Lifeless.
It's incredible. Is Tech in the white or in the... No, they're in the black, Tech, huh? All right.
Elsewhere, Joe. What do you want to do before we go here? This King game tonight with the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use my boost yet. Let's use it on something. What do you want to use it on? You used yours already?
Yeah. I'm already used it.
All right. Well, let's put something together here. What about this Malik Monk? Huh?
What do you want to do with Malik Monk? Tell me. What do you
want
to do? Let me
threes?
Hear this.
Four threes?
Okay. All right.
How about Ball? Okay. How about LaMelo?
Sure.
Five threes.
What do you want to do? Five threes. Like really? Come on.
What do you want? What do you want to do? And LaVine for 20.
Florida State.
LaVine for 20.
Texas Tech is up three. They're playing well. I knew they were the 14 for Ant. 14 for Ant. I need Dort to hit 1-3 to give me a shot. I need 6 points out of Anthony Edwards. Could he do something? They're down 19. Is he going to be out there? Oh, boy. It's always something. It's always something. Be nice if the Stewart hit two threes. I'm picking my nose here. Would be
all right,
nice.
Monk for four. Ball for five. Zach LaVine for 20.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not playing that. All right? I'm aggravated. I need tech.
Who do you like?
Kept it under the belt. I played it plus five and a half. Tech, money line and tech with the points. Another three.
Money line.
Come on. Yeah. Another three. Mm. Missing everything. All right. Good. Slow it down now.
That.
Yeah. You're on Houston. I'm on tech. All right. I'll take a shot.
Yeah, but the under's more important. The under's more important.
Whatever. I took the over in Charlotte and Sacramento tonight. And we're both on this Kansas team. Let's hope we're right. I don't know. All right. I mean, we got a shot as good. We got a good a shot as anybody.
I hope so.
Me too.
All right, I'm in on the Monk.
You and this Monk.
It's your guy.
Okay.
In on the Monk.
Okay.
Oh, miss it, miss it, miss it, miss it, miss it. The golf's incredible, Joe. It's a great watch.
Mm.
Great watch. I'm going to sprinkle some things in here as we go, some other newsy items from today. In fact, I'll wait till I come back for the next one because I do legitimately want your opinion on it. So I'll wait for that. Man, this Embiid never plays either, right, Joe? They might as well finish shut him down. Enough with Embiid. He never plays. Gets imaging on knee. 76ers mulling options. Don't play anymore. Come on, JT. Oh, he missed it, Joe. Right on the edge. Ooh. Oh, that would have been huge. 2.0. Part release of Sports Grid Radio, Series XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Part release of Sports Grid Radio, Series XM 159. Good to have everybody with us here. Monday, Joe. Monday night. New week of CNL. Very busy. Lots of NFL this week. Combine, guys running in shorts. I'm sure there'll be lots of rumors. The rumor bill will be around. And I saw this today, too, Joe. You had one. First, the report was one unnamed team, right? One unnamed team has put in a request for, the competition committee to get rid of the tush push, the Eagles' infamous tush push play. It only took the NFL reporters a couple of hours to get to the bottom of it and find out that it was the Green Bay Packers. They're the team that said it, that they don't want that. Now, this doesn't mean it's going away, Joe. This means that it will be up for discussion at the league meetings. The competition committee gets together in, I guess it's a couple weeks in March, whatever it is. So I will ask you, Joe, since you already. Encyclopedia of not just college football, but really, especially around here, everything. Syndicate crew, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night, Thursday night. Him. You're all over. But so, do you think that they should abolish and eliminate the tush push?
No. It's football. And if you can't stop it, that's on you. I thought it was Sean McDermott that came out and said that he was against it.
He might have said he was against it, but they are not the team that put in the request to get the rule change. Now, the rules used to, I guess, Joe, I forget who from Green Bay brought this up. It might have been Gutekunst, the GM. There's an interview with him or someone else from the organization somewhere where they say, you know, it used to be in the rule book that you couldn't put your hands on the back of a ball carrier and push them forward. And that they want to see that implemented again so that guys can't, because you know what they do now, Joe, to Hurts. You know, you got like two guys behind him and they ram him ahead. I think they want to try to make it so that you cannot put your hands on the back of the ball carrier and push them forward in such a manner.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's understandable.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere, but it's not only that. It used to be that in college football, offensive linemen couldn't help the running back, and now they carry them for like 15 yards. They drag them. The ball carrier's behind the offensive lineman. They're grabbing his jersey, pulling him. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
So I don't think anything will come of it, but it's that time of year, Joe, where we're still got like another 2 weeks before the real free agency stuff starts. So people just need something to talk about because the NFL can never not have a couple of days without something in the news. There always has to be something happening.
Yeah. So you're right. I'm getting nothing the way out of Ant.
Yeah, Ant's giving you nothing.
I need 6 points. Not only that, they're getting smashed, so I guess this is it now, right? He's heartless. There's no heart tonight from Ant. I mean,
well, you got to remember, they lost to him last night, and then tonight they're getting completely whacked. Getting completely whacked.
So this is a no-heart special.
No-heart special. In fact, Joe, I would bet, I'd bet dollars to donuts. He won't even play in the fourth quarter.
There you go. Completely kiboshed the bet. Great job by you.
They're getting smashed.
I mean, teams can't come back down from a 20-point deficit anymore in the NBA.
You better get him working then. You better get out there and start filling it up.
I need 6 points out of the guy. Where is this door?
I thought you needed 30.
I need 20. He's got 15. Was that Dort that just buried a three? Was that Dort?
Is it Dort?
No.
I saw Dort make a shot, but it wasn't a three.
Got 5 points to Stewart. I mean, really, you want to talk about they're losing by 24. I mean, come on, Ant. You can't give me 5 points in the third quarter here, guy, before. I mean, will Dort play the fourth? Will they scrape Dort out there? Or are they going to put in these has-beens like Alex Caruso and Isaiah Joe?
That's your guy, Isaiah Joe. You love Isaiah Joe.
Got more threes than Dort tonight. How do you lose?
Four threes for Jeremy Grant. Already a winner, Joe, in the first half. First quarter, four threes for Jeremy Grant. Yeah. I'll put him with the Golf Monday hit. Lowry, Sungjae him. Put it with the golf.
Yeah, I'm
getting
happy.
Set up for the Cognizant already at PGA National. Yeah. Jeremy Grant.
I'm happy.
Let's go.
Really good. Good job by you. Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah. I'm happy. No, I'm happy. It's good.
I wish I played it for more now. 5 threes, 6 threes. The guys that have a huge night.
You're just a kryptonite. You know, Mondays are a kryptonite with you. It's just.
I don't know how you figure.
How do I figure? I just know what I have with you now. You love seeing me lose. You just, you know.
Wow.
That is
uncalled for.
DRS said it, and I'm starting to believe it, you know?
Well, DRS said he loves you, that you love seeing everybody lose. You root for people to lose.
I don't root for. How do I root for people to lose?
I think that's what DRS was saying. DRS was saying that you root for people to lose.
No. I don't root for people to win when they're opposite of me. I mean, that's stupidity. Can I get this?
Is this guy Cantlay serious? Where is this guy Cantlay?
Ant can get me 17. I can't get this guy 5 more points. I mean, what are we doing with this Ant tonight? Come on, we're down 19 points, man.
Get him back out there.
Every game is just man. Now watch. The last leg is Levine. He's going to go off. I'm going to hit 2 or 3 legs.
20 plus.
Yeah. You're going to be the big winner tonight. Give yourself a pat on the back, Levine, because Levine won't count for me. That's it. Just call me Joey Skidmarks tonight. No, because I have it in the parlay, and that's it. Joey Skidmarks. That's it. Dead to rights.
Joey Skidmarks.
That's it. Skidmarks. my only saving grace, to be honest with you, is what did they do with the Texas Tech game? What are they doing here?
It's 23-21 Houston. Yeah, I got 7.5 to get.
I have Texas Tech plus the 5.5. Where's that bet? Oh, there they are. And over 143.5, Kansas. We'll see if we can get it back. I don't know what else to say. All right, I got Kansas, the over in Charlotte, and under Houston and Texas Tech. All right. Dead to rights. SGA showed up, 26. All right. Yeah, this is what happens. You like seeing your partner
lose? They got Arthur Blank out here at this golf because he owns this Atlanta team. Yeah. He's sitting there in the hoodie. I mean, this is late for Arthur. I mean, what is it, 9:40 East on a Monday night for Arthur Blank? Got a full box of people there with him, though. Yeah. He loves this. Got Home Depot on the side there of the Atlanta Golf Club. They use, like, the Alabama logo, Joe, for the A.
Unbelievable.
You'd be into this. Should pay more attention. You should turn the hoops off and put this on.
Getting smashed tonight, Carver.
We got the golf. You're on Atlanta.
Joey Smash Marks.
Release. Sports Grid Radio. Serious XM. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. All right, Joe. A few things here for you. Number one. Nuggets ended up winning that game with the Pacers 125-116. Believe it or not, Joe, it stayed under. 143, it was 243.5. And that got to what? 235, 241. Got to. That sucks. Imagine getting 241 points and they'll get the over. Oh. Thunder up 20. Is Ant in the game?
I couldn't tell you.
He's in the game. He's got 15. He just had an assist on a Naz Reid bucket. Nets ended up losing to the Wizards. How gutless is that? Wow.
All right.
Man, this Kobe White had 2 threes. Yeah. He comes off the bench now, this Kobe White.
Kobe White, all the has-beens that we lose money on.
Herter had 7 threes for the Bulls tonight.
Now Herter. Herter comes through. Ant can't Herter. Get out of his own way. This Ant can't get out of his own way. He's got 1 3.
Pistons beat the Clippers 106-97. 32 for Cade Cunningham. 9 boards, 7 Jeez. Assists. 4 threes.
Must be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Boston big Carver just took a 2-1 lead on Atlanta.
Carver with the big Malik Monk play all of a sudden.
I'm in on Malik's Monk.
Yeah. All you. Look at you.
What about Hero tonight? Did Hero play? Hero didn't play.
I don't know. Hero.
Oh, he did play. Oh for 9 from 3 for Hero tonight. 0 for 9. Joe would be cursing this guy if he played Hero. 0 for 9. Volume's there.
Again with the volume. If the guy doesn't make a bucket, what is the volume? Every night he's 0 for 9, 1 for 10, 2 for 13, and you think that's good.
He had 40 points last night. He had 40 points last night. You weren't on him.
You really kicking me when I'm down?
Now I'm really going to get you fired up. Did you? You put on any of the spring training baseball yet? You in on the spring training baseball? You put any on yet?
Carver. Spring training baseball.
Have you put any on yet? Did you put any on?
Pineapple League. Is that what you got me?
Grapefruit and cactus. It's grapefruit and cactus.
Pineapple League.
You get in yet? Can't.
No, I made a bet with George. I took the Rangers to win the World Series this year.
You and this Ranger team, my God, you are hitching your wagon.
Who's your play, big shot? Who's your play?
Like a long shot?
Give me anybody, all right? All you do is you sit back there and you judge. You can't wait for somebody to make a selection to bash. And then Mr. Big Shot never comes up. You never come up to party. You never come up to party, baby. I mean, come on. Ooh, talk to me.
Want to make a play? To win the World Series?
31-25 in this Tech game. Ant stuck at 15 points. He's not even shooting threes.
Yeah, no volume.
Man, Ant.
It has to be, you want to take a long shot? Because that's what I would consider Texas being, a long shot.
Yeah, give me a long shot, hero. Give me a long shot, all right? Give me a long shot. Good, let me see what you got. What do you have?
Arizona 32-1.
No, I don't like it. All right.
It's longer than the Rangers. Cubs 30-1.
What do you mean? The Rangers were 27-1 to win it. What are you talking about?
It's longer than the Rangers. They're longer shots longer than the Rangers I'm putting down there.
Joey Skidmarks, don't do it. Keep your eye on the sparrow. Could I come out here at least split? I'm sorry. Everybody, I'm sorry. The crypto got smashed. Not happy with that.
Hopefully you getting the business? Somebody giving you the business?
No, I don't. I mean, we hit it on Saturday. It was Monday and I wanted to get back on the horse. And I think I just forced it. I think it was a bad look by me. I very rarely, say that, but I think it was just a bad look by me. I think it was an impulsive play, and I'm sorry. You know, hopefully you all gamble at your own risk, but, it's
by
part
the way,
of the game.
Kansas is now a no doubt about it smash special here tonight because that's the other side of the crypto play. So Kansas is a no doubt about it smash special.
There you go. See, there you go. Right?
By the way, things nice and slow down in the Houston, Texas Tech game. 31-25.
All right. So can you root that in now? Can you root that in now? You always have a big mouth telling me about how wrong I am. When I'm right, get on your soapbox with the megaphone.
And they haven't slowed down too much. The live total is still 137.5.
We're right on the number.
Joker, 19 assists tonight. 19 assists for Joker. 19.
You can't tell me these guys
don't
know
their number. Hey, by the way, Luka tomorrow night. I know that game's going to start after we get off, so we'll talk about, we'll build something tomorrow. Luka playing Dallas tomorrow night in L.A.
We got to alt at 40, 50.
He let us down with the 10 assists last week. I'm going for the assists again.
You're going for the assists?
I'm going for the assists again. Yeah.
Why?
It's coming. He's had like 8 and 7, 8 the last couple games. It's coming. He's going triple-double tomorrow night. Triple-double. He's going for it all.
I might have to take Kyrie for the threes tomorrow night.
Kyrie for threes? Margaret Lee from Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Bye, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Marvin and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Michigan up 4, 45-41. With just under 2 minutes left of the game. Man, that's been a rock fight, Joe. 86 points with 2 minutes left to go. Rock fight in Lincoln. Nebraska could use that W. 31-26, Houston leads Texas Tech with 3:20 to go in the first. Still above the pace, Joe. We do need it to slow down a bit there and there in that one. Elsewhere, NBA, Thunder still up 20. Is Ant still in the game?
Nope.
He's out? Finished? Who's in, though? Is it a full scrub? Yeah, they're, you're done. I mean, look, they got the Shannon in, the Clark, Dillingham. They've waved the white flag.
Isaiah Joe.
Finished.
Jeez.
Finished. Jazz lead the Blazers 41-38. And we still have Hornets Kings, of course, coming up. I've got Monk for 4 threes, Ball for 5 threes, and Levine for 20, Joe, in that game.
All right. So there you go, right? So we got a shot.
And don't forget Kansas minus 6.5 at 11 East against Colorado.
Yeah, I'm on the over Colorado and Kansas, and then I'm on, meaning the total, 140, whatever it is, 3.5.
You're double dipping in that game? You're double dipping, yep. Huh?
And I'm on Tech in the under. Here we go. So we'll see.
This is, hey, I'll tell you, Sharks. Sharks, Joe, they were plus 360 on the money line against Winnipeg.
Isaiah Joe, 3 for 6 from 3 tonight. Look at this guy. This guy all of a sudden.
Joe was
comes
the guy. It wouldn't have mattered, though, because you didn't get the Ant anyway. It doesn't matter. Doesn't make a difference. See, it's hard, Joe, when you lose, you know, more than one, like, it is what it is. You can't complain. When you lose one leg, then you can start the what if, ifs and buts, candy and nuts stuff. But when two legs lose, it's, you know.
There
what
it
do
is.
Do?
Hero knows. Joey Hero. Mike Hero. There you go. Got it all figured out. Must be nice.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you got it all figured out. I mean, who better than you? Seriously, who better than you?
Not me, Joe.
Yeah.
2-1, Boston leads Atlanta as they go to the 7th hole here at the TGL. So we have that going, too. Quickly, Joe, you know, we've been so busy with tonight's games that I haven't been able to do this. There's some early tips tomorrow before we get on. Duke laying 22.5 at Miami tomorrow night.
I'm taking the 22. I'm taking the points.
I'll lay it with Duke.
Will you? That could be a crypto play for me.
I'll lay it. Florida minus 7.5 in Georgia. Marquette laying 12.5 at home against Providence. Iowa State laying 9.5 in Stillwater. Tennessee laying 10.5 in Baton Rouge. Bama minus 8.5 at home against Mississippi State.
I like the 8.5.
Wisconsin laying 15.5 at home against Washington.
I like the points again with Duke, Miami, and I like Miss State on the road.
Pitt minus 8.5 at home against Georgia Tech. Minnesota minus 2.5 against Northwestern. Illinois minus 9.5 at home against Iowa. Illinois's been completely throttled the last couple times they've played. Throttled.
I like...
TCU getting 6.5 in Morgantown. No, Joe shook that off fast. No, that was a quick
I like Santa
no
Clara
one.
Over Gonzaga tomorrow night.
I'd be careful there.
Oh, now you're on Gonzaga? You told me to
be careful
against Wazoo.
I'd be careful.
I like Santa Clara. No. I like Santa Clara. Plus the points. All right.
Well, that starts after we're done tomorrow, so we could talk about that morning. That starts after. Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matthias Verbell. Enjoy the rest of the games tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Carver Lease Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you then on the grid.